Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And she's with us again this morning. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients are coming in for general health information and to try to get themselves, you know, they've been stuck at home for so many months and they really want to get themselves healthy again. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of B vitamins, because I often will test my patients for their B vitamin levels, and sometimes they're too high and a lot of the times they're too low. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So B vitamins are sometimes called the energy vitamins because they really put a spring in our step and they play an important role in really maintaining our energy levels. I like to refer to them as the brisk, bouncy, and bright vitamins. And there's 8 different kinds of B vitamins, and each one has its own distinct job. So a couple of things that B vitamins do, they actually help regulate our mood, reduce stress. They actually can help improve our cognitive performance. They can contribute to cardiovascular health, and they can actually lower our blood pressure. So a lot of the times, you know, a healthy diet can provide adequate amounts of each B vitamin. But because they're water soluble, they aren't stored in the body, and they're eliminated through urine. So we need to replace them every day. So things that can actually deplete our vitamins from our food, for example, can include overcooking our vegetables, pesticide use on produce, for example. So I really encourage my patients to buy organic produce. But certain even medical conditions can interfere with the ability to absorb B vitamins. People with hypothyroidism, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, many of these patients are at risk for deficiencies. And even alcoholics can often have low vitamins of some of the B vitamins. So your ability to absorb the particular important vitamins such as B12 and B6 diminishes with some of these medical conditions. So when we think of the 8 B vitamins, we're thinking of things like thiamine or B1. It's important for carbohydrate and energy. B2, for example, it's really important in red blood cell production. Niacin or B3, it's really important for regulating our nerves. B5, for example, helps to regulate our adrenals, so that's really important in stress. B6 is very important in the metabolism. For example, helps us metabolize estrogen, so it's important for our hormones. Biotin, we sometimes think of biotin as a supplement that can help our hair shine and our skin glow. But I should mention that a number of patients are taking biotin, for example, for those purposes, but it's really important if you're taking biotin and you have a thyroid condition to really be aware that it can interfere with some of the thyroid testing. So I always tell patients to kind of stop their biotin if they're going to have a thyroid test. B9, for example, folic acid is really important to slow the aging process. It's important for pregnant women. And B12 is one of these vitamins that helps regulate the nervous system. And sometimes we see it deficient in vegans or vegetarians. So I will often test my patients for various different B vitamins. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about the B vitamins and how they affects their health, or if they want to get tested, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. I didn't know there were so many B vitamins from 2 to 12, and I didn't know that you could test us for that. So I learned something new today, and I appreciate all the information, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thank you, Dr. Betty.